It's Wretched Radio. It's Witness Wednesday. Our mate, Josh, from Australia, is here with us at Georgia Tech, along with Heath and Joel. We'll hear from them in a bit, but he's found somebody that's willing to talk to us on the radio. Hello. How do you do?
Good, good.
Can I just sit and listen to you guys talk for a minute?
Sure.
Far out.
Don't mind.
Well, this is Man, and can you tell listeners what you actually are studying here at Georgia Tech?
Nuclear engineering.
Nuclear engineering. Now, what's that entail? What's that all about?
Just how to run a power plant, basically.
Okay, so smart person stuff. Okay. Mate, I said we're going to talk about spirituality, morals, religions, etc.
Right.
Do you have any sort of religious background?
I'm Hindu.
You're a Hindu?
Yeah.
Now, quickly, in a nutshell, what does Hinduism teach and what does Hinduism believe?
Well, there's many, many different denominations, I guess you could call it. But, I have my own personal take on it. And that's basically, it's a lot less ritualistic for me. And it's just like, there's a God and you should be devoted to him. And then, we have just a few things about how to obtain salvation, and that's about it.
Okay, you said there is a God and different things on how to obtain salvation. What happens after death and how do you obtain salvation?
For Hindus, the main goal is, to get salvation. And then that's called moksha. And after death, if your soul isn't liberated, then basically it's doomed to stay on earth until you do obtain salvation.
How do you obtain salvation, and how do you get your soul liberated?
You're supposed to, I haven't read up too much on it, but you basically want to detach yourself from, desire and, it's like action without care for the reward kind of thing. It's like you're supposed to detach yourself totally from whether something good happens or something bad happens. You should have the same reaction.
Okay, so you're to do away with desire, not to desire things.
Right.
But don't you desire to be liberated and saved?
I don't think it's... Let me think. I think the goal is to be liberated. Like, it happens. Like, you desire to be liberated, but when you're only going to... It's kind of like a paradox. You're only going to be liberated when you don't desire it.
But if you desire to be liberated, you can't be liberated.
Theoretically, yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of a big circular system, this side.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Well, I'm from Australia, and I've been told this is the Bible Belt here in Georgia. Okay, well, Christianity, people profess Christianity all the time.
Oh, yeah.
What do you know about Christianity? What do you think about the Christian faith?
What do I know about it?
Yeah, what do the Christians believe, in your understanding?
Well, there's one and only God.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus died for our sins. And if you accept those two facts, then you can get into heaven, basically.
Okay, yeah, Christianity teaches only one true God. It teaches there's many false gods, but there's only one true God who created the heavens and the earth and created the people of the earth.
Right.
Now, you said Jesus died for sin. Do you know what sin is?
Died for our sins, I think.
But do you know what sin is?
I feel like I have a grasp of it. I don't think I can define it, though.
Okay, let's define it really quickly. The Bible defines sin as breaking of God's law. Now, have you heard of the Ten Commandments?
Yeah.
You heard them?
Yeah.
Now, how many of those Ten Commandments can you name?
Thou shalt not steal... shall not covet, shall not
I'll give you
respect
a hint,
your parents.
Yep.
Covet thy neighbor's wife.
Oh, you've got that one?
Yeah.
You got three, that's not bad.
Yeah, I can name a little more. I said steal, right?
Yep.
Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not kill. I give up.
Believe it or not, you're probably better than most Christians, okay? So let's look at those Ten Commandments to see if you have sinned against God. Now, mate, the Ninth Commandment says you shall not lie. Have you ever told a lie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? What do you call someone who tells lies?
I've done most of them.
I broke all ten, okay? So if someone lies, what are they called?
A liar.
A liar. Well done. Eighth Commandment says you shall not steal. Have you ever stolen something?
Actually, I haven't stolen something, no.
Even something small?
Maybe something small.
Okay.
Not that I can really recollect.
Have you ever burnt CDs or DVDs or downloaded illegal MP3s?
Yeah.
Yep, that's theft.
Yeah.
So what do you call someone who steals?
A thief.
A thief, okay. Now, the seventh of the Ten Commandments says, you shall not commit adultery. But Jesus said, if you even look upon someone who is not your husband or wife with lustful intent, that is looking upon them with sexual desire, you've committed adultery already in your heart. Now, have you ever looked upon a woman with sexual desire? One who's not your wife?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're a typical male.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Have you ever murdered anyone?
No.
This isn't one of the lies you tell all the time, is it?
Uh-uh.
Okay, that's good. Have you hated somebody?
Well, isn't it thou shalt not kill? Does it say, is it thou shalt not kill another human? Or is it just thou shalt not kill?
Okay, in the context, it's talking about don't murder, don't take innocent blood. But listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says if you hate someone, if you have thoughts of hatred, then the eyes of God You're guilty of murder already in your heart. Okay. Have you ever hated somebody in your life?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you've murdered. Now, let's look at one more commandment. You shall not take the name of the Lord God in vain. Have you ever used God's name as a curse word? Like I said, oh, my GD, or use the name of Jesus Christ without the respect it deserves?
Have I said oh, my God?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've said oh, my God before.
Okay, that's called blasphemy, mate. And the Bible says God will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. So we just looked at five of the Ten Commandments. You admit to being a lying, thieving, blaspheming, murderous adulterer at heart. Now,
I'm guessing I've done all ten. If
yeah, well, the Bible says if you keep every bit of the law, yet break it just once, you're guilty of breaking it all. So, mate, if God was to judge you by the Ten Commandments, if the only true God was to call you right now to give an account of all your sins, would you be innocent or guilty of breaking the law?
I guess if it was by the Ten Commandments, probably guilty.
Do you think a just God, a good God, must punish wrongdoing?
I've thought about that too long and I still have no answer.
Yeah. Well, think about this. If I break the law here in Atlanta, okay, and the police will arrest me and a judge must punish me for breaking the law, correct? Right. And the Bible describes God as being a just judge. So God must punish wrongdoing. Yes?
See, I don't know. I told you, I don't know if you should punish people or if you just should try to make them better.
Okay. Well, this is what the Bible says. The Bible says that the punishment for our sin is death. We die physically because of our sin and will die spiritually and eternally in hell because of our rebellion against God. Okay, but did you know God is also good and loving and merciful? Have you heard that before?
I've heard that, yeah.
Okay, do you know how God shows love towards his people?
No idea.
Okay, you mentioned it before. See, 2,000 years ago, God himself, Jesus Christ, came to this earth to save his people from their sins. He died in the place of sinners, and 3 days later, he arose again from the dead, defeating sin and death. You see, we deserve to die because of our sin, but Jesus died in the place of his people. And 3 days later, he conquered sin and death and arose again from the grave. So that if you would repent, that is, turn from your sin and trust that Jesus died for you and that he arose again, all your sins will be forgiven. Let me summarize quickly, okay? It's like we break the law, a fine has been put upon us, a penalty for our crime is put upon us.
Right.
But Jesus Christ paid that penalty so we can go free if we receive it. So that's the only hope of heaven, the only hope of salvation, mate. We are to desire the things of God. We should seek after God and beg God to show mercy towards us and to repent of our sin and trust in Christ. Mate, do you have a Bible?
I might. I can't recall.
If I give you a Gospel of John, okay, it's a little bit about the life of Jesus Christ. Would you read it and think about the claims of Christ?
Yeah, I would read it.
Okay, well, I want to give you one, mate. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me because it is very important that you think about what's going to happen to you when you die. And as Jesus said he is the only way to God. He's the only way to heaven. Right. And he's the only hope for forgiveness of sin. So you must turn from your sin and trust in Christ alone. Thank you very much for talking, mate.
No problem.
We'll give you a Gospel of John and have a read of it, please.
Sure. Yeah,
well. All right, while this little transaction is taking place, I want to follow up with this young man. Ooh, this is fun for me to get to do. I get to sit and listen. And now, and this is why I think going out in twos is a wise thing. Another person now who's just been the innocent bystander can do a little test. What did you hear? What did you think of that? So let me just do a little follow-up now and just see what they understand.
Excellent. Thanks very much, mate.
Thank you.
Right. Hey, dude, I want to talk to you while you're walking. All right? Sure. Without you.
No worries.
All right. Tell me your first name again.
It's Manan.
Manan.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
To think in deep thought.
Well, that's kind of ironic, isn't it? Because you're kind of a deep thinker, aren't you?
Not too much.
Actually, I think you are. I can tell. You've pondered some of these things before, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Because death is kind of an awesome thought, isn't it?
Awesome in a bad way, maybe.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a scary thought to us. Okay, yeah. Now that guy was a complete stranger. You've never met him before, right?
Nope.
He talked to you about some pretty personal things. How do you respond to that?
I mean, he was polite. Like, I don't mind listening.
Okay, tell me, give me a summary of what he just said to you.
He said, Jesus died for our sins. The only way to God is through Jesus. And then he also told me, like, the Ten Commandments and basically convinced me I've broken all of them.
That's pretty good. Okay, now that's pretty radically different from Hinduism, though, isn't it?
Not so much at the foundation, but, like, you know, when you like, build it out, it gets really different.
I'm going to put it in kind of a flat way. So do you think that you are divine, that you are God?
I haven't thought of it that way, really. But I think a lot of the stuff that Hinduism tells you to do, like a lot of the, like a lot of the, like the, a lot of the ways they tell you to approach life logically makes sense to me.
Okay.
So.
But now what he said, though, says that Brahman is false, Vishnu, Shiva, all of the other 330 million emanations of Brahman and Hinduism are all false, and Jesus is the only true God.
Right.
That's pretty radical.
It's pretty radical, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind listening to it, though, since I'm, you know, thinking about it usually.
Hey, read that book that he gave to you, okay?
No, I will, for sure.
All right, shake my hand. You're a gentleman. Thanks.
What was your
name? You're a deep thinker. I'm Todd.
Todd, okay.
It means not deep thinker. All right, man? Hey, thanks for the chat. Appreciate it very much. Completely different from one another. He's got a lot to think about, and he's got a Gospel of John in his hand. Pray for him. It's Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio.